You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Much debris has been cleared out, but 3 months after Harvey's landfall, the ecological damage is still being assessed. Not long after the storm clouds cleared, oyster and shrimp farmers lamented the hit to their livelihoods from extensive rains and runoff. But researchers at the University of Houston at Clear Lake have been looking at the storm's effect on other marine life, too. And they've discovered that bottlenose dolphins have developed some puzzling ailments after the storm. Christy Fazioli is a research associate with the Environmental Institute of Houston at U of H Clear Lake. Christy, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thank you.
How did you first realize something was wrong among these dolphins in the Galveston Bay?
Well, we've been studying dolphins in the upper portion of Galveston Bay for a few years now. And we've noticed in the past, after freshwater influx into the bay, that they start developing skin lesions. And it was evident after Harvey, when we had an inordinate amount of water come into the bay, that these skin lesions were widespread within the population.
When you say skin lesions, could you describe what these are?
They pretty much can cover their entire body. And basically, they appear as white splotches, sometimes like a raised growth on their skin.
Are these lesions painful, or does it cause long-term damage to the animal?
You know, we're really learning right now about these lesions. We don't know very much about them. There's something that they've been seeing along the Gulf Coast and a lot of different estuaries that have increases in fresh water. And so we really don't know a lot about them, to be honest. They can be associated with fungal infections sometimes, but for the most part, we don't see that they affect them directly unless they're stuck in fresh water for a long period of time, mm-hmm. in which case they can get to a point where they can cause an imbalance, electrolyte imbalance, to the point where they have tissue necrosis, severe fungal infections, and then it can start infecting their internal organs, and in extreme cases can cause death.
Are there any other health problems that you're finding in these dolphin populations, or does this seem to be the exclusive impact, these lesions?
Well, after Harvey, we did notice that a lot of the dolphins appeared that they might be somewhat malnourished for the ones that stayed in the upper portions of the bay. We did notice that a lot of dolphins left the upper portion of the bay, which is in contrast to typical September, where we would expect to see a lot of them in the area. For the ones that did stay, we noticed that some of them did appear malnourished, a little bit skinny. And so that's a concern. They may not be feeding as much as they need to be. So while the skin lesions are one of the more visible effects, we're also concerned about things, you know, that we can't see right away, such as toxic runoff, like dioxins from the San Jacinto Superfund site. Mm-hmm. Pollutants such as those can cause long-term effects, health effects to the population.
So what's next for you and your team, Christy? Where does your research turn next?
One of the main things right now that is important to us is to monitor the population, better understand how these freshwater influxes affect the dolphins' health, distribution, habitat use. This knowledge is really important to making good management decisions in the future. So our plan is to follow up on the dolphins that we saw here in the bay during Harvey. We want to look at their calf survivability, their reproductive success in the coming year. We'd like to be able to test for contaminants. And of course, we'll be keeping a watchful eye on the dolphins that are exhibiting the skin lesions so that we can learn a little bit more about how the disease progresses, why it affects some of the dolphins more than others, and maybe what it takes for them to heal after a big event like Harvey.
Christy Fazioli is a research associate with the Environmental Institute of Houston at the University of Houston Clear Lake. Christy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.